As I watch the children playing all around the Christmas tree, I keep thinking of a story that my grandpa told to me. It's a story of my hometown that you maybe won't believe, and a miracle that happened on a snowy Christmas Eve. It was way back in the old days that this story does begin, when this town was just a village and the forest walled it in. It was getting close to Christmas, about the time for old Saint Nick. There were poor folks almost starving and so many of them sick. The winter wind kept howling and the snow kept tumbling down, and at times the old Grim Reaper came out howling round the town. Then there came a Monday morning that was cold and bleak and gray, and the town folks were a-knowing Christmas was one day away. Then a feller from the country braved the winter wind so raw, and he came to town by bobsled that was heaped up high with straw. Neath the straw was meat and taters and some apples for the poor. Folks could hear the bells a-jinglin' as he drove from door to door. Then he split up wood for sick folks until late that afternoon, when he trudged along the boardwalk down to Billy Hutt's saloon. But it seems he hardly tarried there for half an hour or more, till he was seen with Billy Hutt a-headin' for Thompson's store. Now that store of old Will Thompson's was just one big sorry mess. He had a household goods and harness and most everything, I guess. There was wagon grease and yard goods and all kinds of patent cures. And that store didn't smell like roses when the trappers brought in furs. He had crackers by the barrel, high silk hats and buttoned shoes, and folks would always gather there to hear the latest news. But it seemed that every Christmas he would fancy up a bit, for he had the Christmas spirit and some customers to get. He was poking up the wood stove just as Billy Hutt stamped in with the feller from the country, who looked tired but wore a grin. Old Will just stood there speechless-like and sure was far from sad, seeing Billy's bag of money and the furs that feller had. Old Billy walked up to the stove and rubbed his hands about. Then he said to old Will Thompson, "We're gonna buy you out. We just mean some things for Christmas, like some candy, books, and toys that might fit into the stockings of some poor, sick girls and boys." Old Will just stood and pondered as he gazed around the place. Then a smile smoothed out the wrinkles that had lined his scrawny face. He said, "Billy, you've been saving just to do this kindly deed, and this feller from the country brings in food for folks in need. You can buy the toys and candy, just whatever that might be. But there's things that folks are needing that's gonna come from me." So the three men worked together, and they went from door to door, taking food and toys and candy to the sick folks and the poor. As the feller from the country waded through the drifting snow, he could hear an organ playing, oh, so softly and so low. He opened wide the church door and could see by candlelight where a lady at the organ was a-playing Silent Night. Then he trudged back to his bobsled, and his voice rose loud and clear, a tenor voice that echoed round so everyone could hear. Then the snowflakes stopped a-falling, and the moon shone bright above, and that little Hoosier village knew of peace and joy and love. Many times on winter evenings I've heard the old folks tell how the weather changed that Christmas Eve and how the folks got well. Yes, they told of how three wise men faced the snow and bitter cold, acting out a Christmas story on a winter night of old. Seems like faith and hope at Christmas is like candlelight that gleams through the snowy winter darkness and through all our Christmas dreams. Santa has a host of helpers that he can depend upon, like the feller from the country known as good old Sassafras John.